this situation didn't arise overnight. You know, for many years now, carers organisations have warned that taxing carers' payments makes no sense and it causes confusion and distress. And when you look at other comparable social welfare supports, such as, you know, job seekers allowance or disability allowance, they're not taxed as their means-tested payments. So why on earth are we singling out carers for worse treatment, particularly when the state depends on them so heavily to provide the care to keep the health system functioning? And indeed, on that note, it is proven that family carers save the state over $20 billion every single year. And to put that in context, the HSE's approved budget stands at $26.9 billion. So our carers in Sligo and across the country are effectively delivering their own health service in their homes and in their community. Yet they're treated as an afterthought when it comes to basic fairness and recognition. So basically what Labour is saying, that look, we need a review on this matter. We need to halt any retrospective tax demands that are linked to carers' payment, and the government must bring forward a permanent solution that removes carers' payments from the tax net. And just if I may put it in context, in a local context, I'm dealing with multiple cases now with adult children who are forced to live at home due to the catastrophic housing markets and who are now also the sole carers for their elderly parents. But they don't qualify for some of the carer payments, or indeed they do not qualify for the home carer tax credit, because that tax credit is only available to married couples or civil partners. It's not available to single people. So again, what we're doing is we're penalising. We've got a whole cohort of adults who are adult carers. They can't afford to move out of their childhood bedrooms, but they're also in effect being financially penalised for doing good, i.e. for providing the care for their parents. So look, we have to do so much better as a society. The government has to stand up, you know, for our carers across in Sligo and across the country, and recognise that the care that they provide is not just invaluable, it's essential for the functioning of our health and social care system.